Houston, none of us did well enough, you know, starting with me. We only scored 7 points, so when you do that, you know, you never feel good really as yourself as a coach or with any of the players, because we didn't do enough. Had way too many third and longs. But Hoyer's done a lot of good things for us this year. I think he's played real good football, and hopefully he'll finish strong down the stretch. You know, he fits in great. We love real good receivers, so it's not too hard with that. You know, we've been out here with 2 practices, and, you know, I've been excited with Josh, how he's looked. You know, he's come back in good shape, and each day you can tell he's eager to get out there. You can tell he's been working while he's away. He's running good and stuff, and, you know, we've had 2 practices on turf, so we'll see how his body responds tomorrow. You know, that's a little bit of the worry always when you're, you know, he's in shape, but it takes time to get him football shape. So it's kind of a day-to-day thing, and I look forward to having him here the rest of this year. I don't know how much it changes it. I think it makes things easier. It gives you some different options. Sometimes it can change what coverages you see. And when you see different coverages, then you do have to change schematically with what you're attacking. You know, you try to get guys who are good players the ball, but also when coverages take them away, it helps other guys get the ball. So it's something you really don't know till game time how it's going to affect. And you got to plan for it as a coach. You got to try to put your players through it, what you think the other defense is going to do. And when you see that in the first quarter, and you try to adjust to it as the game goes. Yeah, I think, you know, it hasn't been too hard. You know, I've had some pretty good receivers in the past, you know, having Andre Johnson in Houston and, you know, Pierre Garçon for us out there in Washington last year. And we've never really ever had to force anyone the ball. You know, I never forced Andre the ball, never forced it to Pierre last year. And, you know, Pierre led the league in catches last year. It kind of just happens naturally. You try to design plays to go to him, but if coverages take it away, you don't just throw it to him. You try to convince those guys. Usually if they're not getting the ball, they're doing their job, because a lot of people are taking them away and they're opening them up other people, and that's when other guys got to step it up. I don't think so. You know, I think that sometimes I think that can help for outside perception, because sometimes it can help your stats and stuff like that. But, you know, I evaluate Brian and where he goes with the ball, how consistent he is with his throws, how he moves in the pocket, whether he can avoid sacks and get rid of it, things like that. You know, I know it makes it easier, you know, when you have guys who can make plays and not only just catch the ball and get open, but have chances to take it the distance. It makes it easier on everyone, and it can make you look better. But, you know, just from a coaching standpoint, we put all that in perspective, and I watch Brian on an individual basis. I'm excited for him. You know, we're putting him in a situation where, you know, it's their show now. You know, they're the only guys in the room. Puts a lot of pressure on them, but I think they're going to rise to the occasion. You know, they got to step it up, and we need them to. And I think it's a good opportunity for both of them, and including Winston here, who can get some more opportunities also, that we need them to step up, and I'd be surprised if they don't. They've been up and down with it. You know, it's pretty consistent with rookies in that situation. I think both of them have been working out throughout the year to get better. They still have their rookie mistakes, and I'm sure it won't be the end of it. It's going to happen, but, you know, we try to coach them up, and all I ask from them is to try their hardest and be into it all week, and to not just show up on Sunday and try to do their job, but prepare as hard as they can and show everyone in the room it's as important to them as it is to everyone else. And they've been doing that, and I think that's why they have been getting better. They've been getting more comfortable. I think the hardest thing for rookies is, no matter how prepared you are, you're going to see stuff out there in the heat of the battle that's a lot faster than you've ever seen it before, and that takes reps. And that's why rookies do make a lot of mistakes. They've gotten a lot of reps this year. They're going to get a lot more coming through this ending stretch, and hope they continue to get better. I mean, right now, we plan on going with these two guys. You know, Winston would get in there if we need him, whether it's an injury or guys just being tired. I think he's going to help us out on special teams. But, you know, I have confidence in Winston, and if the opportunity presents itself, we won't hesitate. He's going to have to go in there and do his job. Yeah, I think Josh, you know, you guys would have to ask him, but I'm sure it was hard for him being away this long, and you never know how a guy's going to be till he comes back. But I can tell just watching him run and stuff that he's come back ready. He's ready to go. He's been working, and you know, we're still testing him every day, but I've been excited just watching him out here, knowing that it does mean a lot to him, and you can tell by his actions. I don't know if it was that. It was more, you know, you guys could probably see the last few weeks what direction we were going with, getting the other two more of the carries. They were taking the bulk of the plays. A lot of stuff goes into that. I think it was, in my opinion, I think it was a football decision, because other guys were getting more reps. They were getting the ball a lot more, and some of the injuries we've had on defense, even offense, that starts to affect special teams and stuff. And none of our backs really were contributing on special teams. We knew Winston could. So I think it was a decision that we thought would help out the team more, just all around. Yeah, it's a huge challenge. It's a challenge for every team in the NFL. Anytime you become one-dimensional in this league, it's extremely hard to succeed. We did that too much last week. Our run game wasn't great, but it was also that I couldn't stick with it very much. We were in a lot of third and long situations, a lot of second and longs. We were either having explosive plays or negative plays. It was one or the other. And anytime you become like that, it's tough for any team. And it puts more pressure on the entire offense. You always want to be balanced and be able to make defenses defend both, and it makes everybody's job a little bit easier. When one side's struggling, you have to step it up in the other area, whether it's the pass game or the run game. And when you have to step it up, that's what you got to do to win. And we've done that at times. I think versus Oakland, we couldn't run the ball, but we were able to make a few. We were able to throw the ball decently. Our defense played real well, which allowed us to do that, and we ended up winning the game anyways. It was similar to that versus Houston, but we were able to make some big plays in the pass game. But, again, we were real bad on third down. And when you're real bad on third down, you don't stay out on the field long enough. And when you don't stay out on the field, it's tough to get that run game going. I think it could. You got to see how teams play you. Anytime you got a guy like Josh, it's a matter of time before they end up helping with the safety over the top of them. And when they're helping with the safety over the top of a good receiver, he's not up in the box stopping the run. So it helps your number count. It helps things out. And that's why you can never go into a game just saying, hey, we're going to do this. You got to be ready to adjust. And you hope your team's prepared and capable of doing whatever the defense presents. Yeah, no, I've never had a situation like this. That's why it is all new to me. I think it's new to a lot of us. That's why I can say Josh has looked good the last couple, or yesterday and today. But, I think it's going to be a big deal. How does he recover tomorrow? You got guys who come to training camp and their fastest can be the first couple of days, but they're, even though they're in shape, they're not in great football shape. And then the next day, their body's really hurting. They're just not used to running like that. And it'll be a test. I think Josh has been working, and it's something we'll evaluate tonight when we go in and watch the tape. Tomorrow, when we have another practice, we have one more practice. We got a couple more walkthroughs. We got a bunch more meetings. So it'll be something we're continuing looking at. All the way till Saturday night. I don't know. I don't know how it was for him with Norris, but every system's a challenge. This is our job, so it's not just a hobby for us. Guys can't just come out and do it. They got to actually work at it and go to work every day and put that work in. And people who do that learn it. It's not extremely complicated, but it takes work. And the way I've seen Josh these last couple of days, it's obvious to me that he has been working.